Report: New York City babies aborted after 21 weeks outnumbered homicides. By Dr. Susan Barry on April 30, 2019. The number of babies aborted in New York City at or after 21 weeks of pregnancy outnumbered homicide victims in 2015. According to the most recent abortion data available for 2015 from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, and published by the New York Police Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, the number of abortions at or after 21 weeks was 1,485, while the number of homicide victims was 352. A report at CNSnews.com observed the data showed about 0.96 people per day had been victims of murder and non-negligent manslaughter in 2015 in New York City, while 4.1 babies at the gestational age of 21 weeks or older were aborted per day. Given the data, the report calls out the New York Times, NYT, for its reference to abortions at 21 weeks or later as rare and very rare. On Sunday, the NEET defended Democrats who have failed to support Born Alive legislation that would protect babies who survive abortions from infanticide. The NEET claimed President Donald Trump's condemnation of Democrats as the party of late-term abortion and infanticide is incendiary and inaccurate. The debate comes in the wake of the enactment of New York's Reproductive Health Act, which Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo signed into law in January, and for which he afterward received a barrage of criticism. "I am a former altar boy," Cuomo attempted to defend his decision in the NEET to order the World Trade Center complex illuminated in pink to celebrate abortion as a fundamental right. After Cuomo's reference to his Catholic roots, Catholic Bishop Edward B. Scharfenberger of Albany referred to the governor's legislation as the Death Star. The New York State Right to Life Committee noted the new abortion law defines a person as a human being who has been born and is alive, meaning unborn babies are not persons, and further degrades unborn children by removing criminal penalties for violence against them during a homicide. Subsequently, Trump said during his State of the Union address that all children, born and unborn, are made in the holy image of God. A Maris poll released at the end of March found an overwhelming majority of New York State residents opposed to abortion later in pregnancy. According to the survey, sponsored by the Knights of Columbus, 75% of New Yorkers oppose abortion after the fifth month of pregnancy, including 69% of Democrats, 73% of Independents, and 89% of Republicans. "New Yorkers simply do not support laws that allow late-term abortions," said Carl Anderson, CEO of the Knights of Columbus, in a statement. "It is now clear that these radical policies are being pursued despite opposition by the majority of New Yorkers, and by a majority of those who identify as Democrats, Republicans, and Independents." According to the poll, 63% of New Yorkers also say abortion should be generally illegal in the last trimester of pregnancy, while 32% say it should be generally legal. This outcome includes 53% of New York Democrats, 65% of Independents, and 84% of Republicans. In February, a Siena College poll found Cuomo's approval rating plummeted by 8 percentage points in the month following the signing of the Reproductive Health Act into law, from 51% to 43%. According to the poll, the percentage of those who view Cuomo unfavorably climbed from 43% to 50% during that period, leaving the governor with his popularity at its lowest point since 2011, when he took office.